It's a mix of king salmon swimming through the panhandle at this time of year. Some are making their way back to rivers in Oregon and Washington. Others are returning to the Stikine River near Wrangell or the Taku River near Juneau. And another 100,000 kings are expected to return to the region's hatchery facilities. Bill Davidson, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Regional Salmon Management Coordinator, says in general, Southeast king returns have been good.
I'm not seeing an overall trend of poor returns or anything like that. I think the Taku is one run that did not come in as expected, but the Stikine is slightly down, and it's really too early to tell on the hatchery returns. And of course, as far as coastwide abundance, I think the July 1 opening is going to tell us a lot about how the king runs are doing.
July 1st is the start of the first summer troll opening that targets wild king salmon. It's expected to last 8 to 10 days. Until then, trollers can continue fishing in spring openings that target hatchery kings. Fish and Game projects the region-wide spring season troll catch will top 26,000 kings, a little bit lower than recent years. Returns are looking a little better around the Stikine River. The preseason forecast for the Stikine was 41,000 kings, and initially it was enough to allow some early season fishing for gillnetters and trollers in May. Fishing was closed, however, that month due to low catches and poor returns on the river. Then when fishing reopened this month, gillnetters landed 2,400 kings for 2 days of fishing in District 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell. Davidson says the gillnetters catch may be a mix of hatchery fish returning to Anita Bay or wild fish heading up the Stikine.
In that first fishery, a lot of the fishermen put on 7-inch nets to target king salmon. So the catch, we got a bump up in the catch this past week, but the Stikine River is expected to meet its escapement goal, and yesterday we just received the word of the fifth in-season forecast for the Stikine River, and it's that came out at 33,600, so that does provide an allowable catch for the United States as well as Canada.
Meanwhile, one return that's not getting close to expectations is the Taku River. Davidson says numbers there have not improved.
The Taku River, you know, the preseason forecast was for 48,000 terminal run, and the sixth in-season forecast came out yesterday at 13,000. So it's substantially below, and each successive in-season forecast has been about the same. So there isn't much variation in expectations for the Taku. It's simply a weak return.
King salmon prices in the spring troll fishery are averaging around $6.10 a pound. Kings are the least abundant and most valuable salmon in Southeast. Last year, Chinook accounted for about 9% of the value of the region's salmon catch. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.